You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it up.
You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. Find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks with an S at the end there, you know. And also at Locked On Brewers, the show podcast handle. And so you can find us in both places and also facebook.com/LockedOnBrewers. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope that, you stayed warm. Well, I guess it wasn't that cold. Just seems colder than it should be all the time these days. But that's where we're at. It is winter time, or close to it anyway. And certainly for baseball. The off season is in full swing now. The awards have all been announced. And kind of what you sort of thought, even though you hoped maybe not, would happen last week. And that was Christian Yelich, who in this humble broadcaster's opinion deserved the MVP, lost. Now, second place to Cody Bellinger, and it was relatively close, but not close enough. I think Yelich should have won, but I didn't think it was close enough. So we'll recap that a little bit, talk about it a little bit. And discuss the Bellinger win of the MVP and why it happened over Christian Yelich. Not the greatest travesty in the world, okay? It's not the most awful thing that ever happened. It's fine. It is what it is. Sometimes these things have momentum that you can't turn around, and that's what happened here. But we'll talk about it coming up in just a little bit. Also this week on the show, tomorrow we'll be joined by Dr. Scott, as we are every Tuesday, on the podcast, and we'll talk some analytics about the Brewers and their offseason decisions. So we'll discuss that a little bit moving forward tomorrow. And then I want to reset the postseason, the offseason, I should say, a little bit for the Brewers as well this week. You know, the key deadlines coming up, what to look for, what to watch for, some interesting rumors percolating all around. We talked about a little bit in last week's podcast, but just interesting that maybe the Brewers are, you know, really taking a run at Yasmani Grandal, at Mike Moustakas, and maybe looking for a decent starting pitcher. And how will all that play out, and what will the Brewers' payroll be? That's still the question I want answered. And we won't have it answered really till spring training, maybe till day one of the regular season. But what will the Brewers' payroll be this year? Do they actually go up to $140 or $150 million? You know, do they get that high? I don't know if they'll ever get that high. I'm just spitballing here. That is kind of a, I guess abstract's not the right word, but it's a question that, you know, we won't have a real answer to until, again, opening day comes. But, you know, what does it look like? And what is Mark Adonasio looking to do, really? So we'll discuss that through the week here on Lockdown Brewers. So looking forward to it. We'll talk about that MVP balloting and that race and all that stuff coming up. You're Lockdown Brewers. And, of course, Blue Chew has been with us the whole time, BlueChew.com. It's the place you go for some quick and maybe a little bit easier enhancement in the bedroom, better experience in the bedroom. You know, you talk about wanting to regain what you might have had before or enhance what you have now. Blue Chew is the way to go. Viagra, Cialis, they're nice. Yeah, they're okay, from what I understand, but you have to get a prescription, you have to go to a doctor, it has to be, can be kind of a long process. With Blue Chew, you get the prescription online, you have it shipped directly to you in a discreet package, so your nosy neighbor doesn't know what's going on, and you're able to chew it. It works up to twice as fast because it's chewable, absorbs quicker into your system, and you can get done what you need to get done, so to speak, right? It's there for you. 24/7, you go there with Blue Chew, and again, BlueChew.com, and you can get that prescription, get it shipped to you. If you do so, go ahead and enter promo code MLB at checkout. You get your first order for free, just have to pay the shipping, but first order for free, and it comes to you. Again, BlueChew.com. promo code MLB. So Blue Chew, the better, cheaper, faster choice for you. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Of course, it's podcast crazy time this time of year with Wisconsin sports. Brewers are the only team that's not doing anything on the field. You got the Packers, of course, with the bye week, but they're having a hot season. Big time matchup coming up this weekend with San Francisco. You got the Bucks off to a good start, as we all expected. And they play tonight in Chicago, and they're rolling through things right now and fun to watch. And speaking of MVPs, perhaps the guy who won it in Milwaukee is going to repeat on the basketball side of things, because Giannis Antetokounmpo is at a really high level. He's playing pretty well. He's fun to watch every night. So you got Locked On Bucks. And then, of course, the Badgers, their new Locked On podcast, Locked On Badgers, both basketball and football. Big wins yesterday for Wisconsin, or over the weekend, I should say. Beat Marquette at the Kohl Center. Love beating Marquette. Hate Marquette. Now, I know you might be a Brewer fan like Marquette. Maybe you hate me now, but I hate Marquette. Okay, I don't hate Marquette, but I don't like Marquette. Okay, I want to be very clear about this so you know where I'm coming from. Neither program has a baseball team. I don't think. Does Marquette have baseball? Maybe they do. I don't care. I don't like Marquette. Anyway, the point is, big win for Bucky over Marquette, and it was nice to knock those guys off. And then also on Saturday, Badger football, you know, gets a win in Nebraska, and I don't know how good or bad they are. I know they're not that good, but they're not that bad, and we'll see if they can win the Big Ten West coming up in the next couple weeks. So lots going on, and the whole point of that is Wisconsin sports has you covered with all of the Locked On Network: Brewers, Packers, Badgers, and Bucks. And you can listen to all of them all the time, and that's what it's all about here on the Locked On Network. So Wisconsin's a good place to be. Subscribe to all of them and listen to all of them. It'll take up your whole day. It's great. So anyway, on to talking about the National League MVP. And the voting went down. So in case you missed it, it did occur, of course, last week, Thursday. And Christian Yelich came in second to Cody Bellinger. Sort of the result that you expected, the result that you dreaded, because we talked about it. We looked at the numbers. We had Dr. Scott on last week. We broke it down a little bit, and it looked good for Yelich when you look at the numbers. Here's the thing that hurt him, though. And in the end, I think this is what transpired to give Cody Bellinger the MVP, because I think Christian Yelich had a better season than Cody Bellinger, who got off to a red-hot start and then faded. And that didn't happen with Yelich. Yelich certainly had a fantastic first half and had a red-hot start. He might have faded in power numbers a little bit, but not in his overall, you know, batting average and other numbers and OPS. That didn't happen. So he led the National League in OPS, slugging percentage. You know, he was right there, obviously. Well, he's a batting champion again for the second straight year, on base percentage. So he slashed really good. His OPS was 1.1, which is off the charts, of course. He was fourth in home runs? You know, right there, right? RBI. Not as many RBI. That's not really his fault. It's about guys in front of him getting on base sometimes. But he was right there. He was a wash defensively, I guess, and people point to Cody Bellinger with a better WAR defensively, and that's fine. But really, I mean, if you compare the stats, I don't think you can really argue, and I'm sorry, but I just don't think you can really argue that Christian Yelich isn't more deserving of the MVP. So what happened? Well, Yelich won it last year for one. The momentum, too, was behind Bellinger in a big market from the start. And everybody was talking about him as the MVP in May and into June, right? And so that was the hot topic, and it never really faded, because although he did fade, of course, the Dodgers had a great season, regular season, and Bellinger was always right there with the Dodgers having that great regular season. And so he had that, and it's hard to win it twice in a row, because, you know, once you win it once, the media tends to look for what's the next hot thing. Okay, that's fine. And then the nail in the coffin, I think, in this case for Christian Yelich was breaking the kneecap with 18 regular season games to go. And I think a lot of people just decided nationally, okay, well, that's it. Good season for Yelich, but that's it. And, you know, they thought at the time, he's not going to be MVP now. Who else is going to win it? Because he was certainly in the race, obviously. And then, you know, there's so little time to vote on it once the regular season ends. You got to get that vote in. And is there time to really step back and look at all the stats and go, well, wait a minute here. You know, when you compare all this stuff side by side and really dive in, well, who's the better player here? Who had the better season? I don't think there is, particularly on a national side of things. 30 people vote. That's it. 30 votes. Christian Yelich got 10 first place votes, 18 second place votes, and I think one each third and fourth place. Is that, if I remember it right? Yeah, so that totals you 30, where Bellinger got 19 first place votes and 10 second place votes, and that really sealed it for him. Now, I don't think it should have been that much of a gap. Again, clearly, I'm not only biased, but just in talking about the numbers and breaking down the analytics, I don't think there should have been that much of a gap. Even if he did finish second, it should have been neck and neck. It should have been right, you know, very, very close. But it just didn't work out that way. You know, you can argue, you can get into it, you can get upset about who the MVP voters are and how much they really pay attention. And that's always the case with any of these postseason awards. So it is what it is. It is not the greatest travesty in the world that Christian Yelich didn't win the MVP. You know, it would have been nice, but kind of like the Brewers' season this year, not quite there, right? Craig Counsell, again, you can make an argument, should have been the manager of the year. Definitely can make an argument for him. Definitely. But in the end, loses out. Second place. Christian Yelich, make the argument, loses out, second place. So, you know, it is what it is. The good news is Lorenzo Cain won the Gold Glove. Josh Hader won Reliever of the Year in the National League. So you take some awards. It's nice to have all these people up for awards. You know, I know you're thinking, well, come on, Ben. But no, seriously, because it is. Because how many times has that happened where you've had Gold Glove, MVP, Manager of the Year, Reliever of the Year? You know, a couple guys win it, a couple guys in right there in serious contention. It doesn't happen very much for any team. But for the Brewers, you know, not too much in their 50-year history. So that part of the whole offseason drama is over. And you move on. And I think Christian Yelich will be remembered, still be remembered as one of the elite players, obviously, in baseball and as an MVP guy. And let's see if he can, you know, make them vote for him in this third year. You know, what is the future for Yelich? He's still right in his athletic prime. You know, can he come back and continue to put up the numbers that he has the last 2 years? And the other question is, you know, which season is more impressive? You know, his actual MVP year or the year after? And I think you can go back and forth on that one. And maybe something we'll debate as the offseason rolls along here. And look forward to a third season in Milwaukee for Christian Yelich. And just every time you think of it, stepping back and going, man, David Stearns, that was a hell of a deal. Hell of a way to pull the trigger on that one. Because it certainly has worked out very well. So we'll talk tomorrow, like I said, with Dr. Scott. Tuesdays with Dr. Scott. We'll talk about some of the analytics of the players the Brewers are trying to maintain, trying to chase down through this offseason. So we'll talk with Dr. Scott about that. And again, kind of a recap later this week about where the Brewers are now in the offseason. Look at some of the rumors. See what they're going to look to do here. And in a long time to have all this unfold. But it's going to be fascinating, particularly with the players that they have cut and let go, particularly Chase Anderson and Eric Thames. So we'll talk about all that coming up this week. So appreciate it. Again, you can always find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks or at Locked On Brewers. Also, Facebook.com/Locked On Brewers. And if you get a chance, go rate and review the podcast. Always very helpful to spread the word about Locked On Brewers all season long and all year long. Right here on your favorite podcast provider. So again, I'm Ben Larson. I thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow when we deliver your daily Brewers fix. You can always subscribe to this show on Himalaya Podcast app, as well as the Apple Podcast app, Google Podcast, Spotify, and Stitcher. Also, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play to play podcast Locked On Brewers. Talk to you tomorrow when we deliver your daily Brewers fix right here on Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. We'll be right back.